Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's Wiggins going back the other way. Down the lane to the rim. His lay-in is good, and he drew the foul. They'll get Drummond on the personal. 30 for Andrew Wiggins here tonight. Grabs a hold of me
tightly, flow like a hawk. More good news for the Wolves.
Yeah, they're back on track. The wheels are back on the bus.
And I'm enjoying this vanilla ice. Thank you, David. Way to start the show. Jordana and Paul, David at the helm, thank you for spending some time with us on this, well, chilly Tuesday afternoon. And, yeah, just once again celebrating a Wolves win. Great time to be a sports fan in Minnesota.
Absolutely. They topped the Pistons last night 120 to 114. Wiggins had 33 points. Let's see. Cat had 25 points, and the Wolves outscored the Pistons 21-5 to end the first quarter. Never trailed the rest of the game. And, of course, the Wolves playing the Spurs tomorrow night at Target Center, and you can hear that game right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We'll talk with Mike Max a little bit more about it, but they played him again tomorrow, so that means Mike Max has a show tonight. Maybe we'll hear more about that duck hunting, those expeditions that he has been on. Other top trender of the day is DACA. Okay, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That is the DACA program. Mm-hmm. And it was created under President Obama. And basically, it allowed immigrants who were undocumented, illegal, unauthorized, who brought children to live and work in the United States, who were brought as children, you know, maybe babies even, infants, to stay and live here and work here. So if you were 3 years old, 4 years old, 1 year old, even maybe 15 years old, you were considered a DACA in the DACA program. And under this Obama-era program, you were allowed to live and work in the United States. Well, the future for DACA now looks grim. The Supreme Court is going to hear arguments on whether or not, this is where it gets confusing, it's not whether or not to end DACA, but it's whether or not the Trump administration provided enough explanation to end the DACA program. Again, the Trump administration wants to end it. So eventually, DACA will end if the Trump administration has its way. And that means 670,000 immigrants who are kids of DACA might get sent back to a country that they don't even remember, don't even speak the language of. But right now, the Supreme Court is deciding on whether or not the Trump administration filed adequate memos, explanations to end DACA. I know it seems like semantics.
It's somewhat convoluted. The way I understand it, the executive branch, Jordana, needs to adequately explain when it makes a policy change, even if the change falls within its lawful discretion. The lower courts found. But the lower courts found that the Trump administration's reasons for ending DACA were inadequate in explaining why DACA was bad policy. So we'll see. Right now it looks a little grim for these young dreamers. Does it mean, and I don't have the answer to this, that all 700,000 would be deported?
Yeah, well, eventually, yes, because right now, once they get through this, if the Supreme Court says, yep, the paperwork is in the clear, the Trump administration gave the adequate reasons for it, the Trump administration wants it to end. That's why they followed this. That's why they filed, this paperwork. So if when the Supreme Court rules, which who knows how long this could drag on, Paul, it could drag on a year.
Some are saying well into next year.
It could drag on a year. But today we were learning that, you know, there were maybe voices on the Supreme Court that are sympathetic to the Trump administration's case here, that they want DACA to end. And, yeah, if they say, yep, you filed the right stuff, the Trump administration will end DACA, and that could very well mean these people get escorted out of the country.
And again, it looks like it's going to come down on Chief Justice John Roberts. Mm-hmm. It looks like he will be the swing voter one way or the other. So we'll see. But the arguments started today in front of the Supreme Court. We'll see what they say.
This seems completely insane to me. I can't even imagine if you were brought here as a one-year-old and have lived your whole life here, maybe work, you know, have a job here, and maybe you were educated here. Maybe you, you know, you could be a 30-year-old person. Who the heck knows how long you have been in this country? 40-year-old person.
If you're a contributing member of society and you're paying
taxes. then to, because your mother brought you here, or your father brought you here when you were one, or sent you to live with relatives when you were one, to be removed from your home, to go to a country where you may never have been, and you don't speak the language, and you don't know anybody, I cannot imagine. To me, that would be completely unconscionable. I can't imagine that would be a world that we would live
My
in.
My heart goes out to those kids. I mean, but, I mean, we're still a nation of laws.
We are a nation
so
of laws.
We have to follow
and their
the
parents
laws.
Broke the law. The children did not. If you were brought here, the children did not break the law. They certainly, they have no choice. You know, they're not going to stand on the Mexican side of the border and say, just leave me here. You go on ahead, Mom. Enjoy.
Right.
That's just not going to happen.
Should the kids basically suffer the sins
of the parents?
Of their parents.
That's not what any religion calls for. And in my opinion, that would be a travesty. So
you know DACA. You know what else is a travesty, so Jordana? The fact that I've got to pay $40 to get all these different streaming services now.
I can't keep up.
It's like cable all over again.
I cannot keep up.
I mean,
it's
first there
crazy.
Was Netflix, and then there was Hulu and HBO Go. And now it is Disney Plus, which is causing quite a stir.
It launched today. But there were some problems.
A few glitches.
Some technical difficulties. And our friend Paul here is already a member. You signed up. Did you log in? Did you have any problems?
I did not. All I had no trouble giving them my credit card information.
No
they
doubt.
They were happy to take that. And
no
it
doubt.
Was like, I think it's like $7 a month, or it's $69 if you sign up for an entire year. But I looked at the catalog and all the Pixar movies and all the Star Wars movies that I have not seen and want to see in 4K. In the comfort of my own basement.
I don't even know what that means.
4K, higher resolution.
$4,000?
No, 4K resolution, the screen resolution. Fancy it's stuff. Beyond HD.
Well, I'm coming over. If you got the 4K.
No, we're moving.
I'm
going to keep moving.
Is it 4D, too? Do they come and do a dance for you right in your living room?
Well, I'm sure somebody would. But no, Disney will not. No dancers.
Okay, just saying.
But I would be remiss to vote against or to bet against Disney. They've put years into this. Mm-hmm. They've put untold millions of dollars into the streaming service. And at one point, I read a post. There were like 600 different Disney movies, Pixar movies, Star Wars movies. I mean, it's everything that Disney ever created. So if you're a parent with small kids, if you're a grandparent, with small grandkids. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the mother load of content.
But do you want to pay $69.99 a year or $7 a month? We're going to go in deep with Tim Lammers because he's going to talk about the technical glitch and he's going to talk about what's available and the benefits. That's coming up at 3:35.
I've spent $69 on a very bad dinner or two. So I'm okay spending $69 for
Balls
a year's
board.
Worth of entertainment.
Speaking of Tim Lammers, he is joining us next to talk about what's hot in streaming. I'll chat with him a little bit about Goliath because he's gotten me hooked and it's very dirty. More streaming with Tim Lammers, then more Disney Plus next.
Paul and Jordana.
I have never met a Mandalorian. I've only read the stories.
Your name will be legendary.
Mandalorian, it sounds
yes.
legendary. Sounds very Star Wars-y. Here to explain exactly what it is, Tim Lammers. His streaming reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Hey, Tim.
Hello, Paul. Hello, Jordana. And yes, The Mandalorian is indeed the first live-action Star Wars TV series presented by Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. And it's a series, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, the interesting thing that I discovered right away today was that you're getting one episode at a time. Whereas Netflix, you know, you get the whole season.
You can binge, yeah.
Right, right. And this is one at a time. And you know what? Honestly, I think that's a smart move. The interesting thing about this show was it was so secretive as to what the show is about that I actually did preview some content prior to the launching of the streaming app. I didn't want to say Apple. Disney Plus sent, you know, some preview links, but they did not include The Mandalorian. They did not want to let the cat out of the bag with this. And I'm glad that they didn't, because I'm afraid people would have spoiled some really, really big surprises And, you know, look, it's out there. Be careful if you're on social media, because somebody's going to drop some stuff, or articles. Hopefully they're going to have spoiler warnings. But believe me, this series was worth the wait.
And is the are the special effects, the CG, is it comparable what you would expect from a full-blown Disney flick?
Yeah, exactly, Paul. I mean, look, you know, you look at it and you know that there's high production value here. You got top name filmmakers involved, like Jon Favreau, who wrote the first episode. Dave Filoni directed the Clone Wars, an animated series for Star Wars. These guys know what they're doing. You have that voice you heard. Pedro Pascal plays the Mandalorian, but Nick Nolte is the voice of one of the characters in the thing. You got Carl Weathers, you know, so you have some name actors in there. So yeah, across the board, it screams quality. I almost look at it and say, boy, I wonder how many minutes of this first episode it would take to pay for that first entire Star Wars film way back when.
Right?
You know, they're sinking a lot of money into these things, because this is a new age now with streaming. I mean, I have to tell you, after previewing Apple TV Plus, and now this, it's like Apple TV Plus doesn't have anything on Disney Plus. This thing is a monolith right out of the gate. It is huge. And it's only going to get bigger. Mm-hmm. That's what the amazing thing is.
It's wonderful. I think it's wonderful to be living in this time where we can see all this incredible content.
Yeah.
I mean, $7. Yeah. You know, $7 a month. And if you're a huge Star Wars fan, imagine getting your fix like this all the time. It's great.
But it's frustrating, because who on earth can sit down and watch everything that's out there that's good?
You can't.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially with football and, I mean,
life. Jobs, yeah. Children.
First world problem.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah,
but there's so much out there.
These things are supposed to take us away from that, though. Yes. But I think what's wonderful about this is the familiarity of the Star Wars universe. With The Mandalorian, it's a takeoff of Boba Fett, the iconic character from The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. And there are a lot of familiar looking sorts of characters. They're not the same characters that you saw in those movies, but it's a very familiar feeling world. You have the cantinas, you know, it feels like it's sort of a Wild West sort of setting. It really, it maintains the tone of the Star Wars films, yet it's something entirely new, because now we're talking about expanding a narrative over several episodes. So we get to look in the backstories of some characters. You know, we get to explore and create a new mythology, which is something obviously you can't do in a 2-hour film. So I think that's the big advantage for Disney Plus and the Star Wars universe going into this, is that now they can really create a sprawling story out of the star, you know, what they're offering with Star Wars.
And then for us old schoolers, there's this.
Let me guess. You're like the center of your people's universe, right?
Indeed.
Well, I've got no leashes or fences. With me, every day could be an adventure.
For those of you who don't remember, that was Lady and the Tramp from 1955. You know how many times I've seen that movie? On VHS, by the way, with my children.
I still own those VHS copies.
Oh, yeah.
Jordana.
They're coming back. They're coming back, Tim.
They are
They're coming back. Well, this is a live-action remake of Lady and the Tramp. Of course, this is something that Disney's been doing with a lot of their properties. Obviously, Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, Dumbo. You know, so many, Cinderella. This is interesting, though, because this really could have been a theatrical film, and they could have raked in big bucks at the box office with this film. But instead, they held it back. They decided to debut Lady and the Tramp on their streaming service. Genius move, I think. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different. You're going to notice changes, Jordana, from, you know, what we showed our kids.
Okay.
But at the same time, the basic framework of the story is there.
But the spaghetti scene is still there, right?
Can you imagine the uproar if they didn't have the spaghetti scene in there?
Please, boycotting. Forget about it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting. It's, you know, obviously now we have these animals talking and everything, and it feels so real. But I do feel that, you know, it's a great family movie. Okay. You know, some, Disney films, they, or Pixar films or whatever else they distribute, they seem to appeal to young kids and adults. This probably appeals more to younger kids. But still, I thought it was great. You just got to prepare yourself that there are going to be changes from that original film.
Tim Lammers, it's a streaming world. When we come back, Tim, we want you to take a deep dive into the whole streaming wars. It is a full-blown arms race when it comes to entertainment and streaming. Thank you for the reviews, and stick around. We want to get your input. That's coming up next.
Paul and Jordana.
So is this what retirement is going to be? You're going to kick back.
That's right.
And just your big decision will be, what do I have for lunch?
What are we going to watch?
And what am I going to watch?
What am I going to watch? That's it.
Wow.
Make sure you exercise, get in your pickleball game, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe around a golf. And then what am I going to watch for the rest of the afternoon?
Or you could be doing your bike, your Peloton, while you're watching a Pixar flick. Boy, I tell you, unless you live in a cave, you probably know that Disney Plus launched today. A few technical glitches, those seem to be worked out. And the amount of content on Disney Plus is impressive. Over 500 films, 7,500 episodes of TV from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic, 30 seasons of The Simpsons. Three of the four highest-grossing films of all time, Avengers Endgame, Avatar, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, among others. Every one of the Walt Disney, the classic animations, Cinderella, Bambi, Lady and the Tramp, Peter Pan, Little Mermaid, they're all there. Mm-hmm. So you got stuff for little kids,
yep.
And you got stuff for big kids.
Yeah.
And one of our favorite big kids, Tim Lammer, is going to help us.
Thanks for hanging with us, buddy.
Oh, boy. It seems like a lot of bang for the buck, right?
I think it is. I mean, you're talking about $6.99 a month, and you're thinking, okay, over the course of a year, $84. Okay, let's just say, for example, Lady and the Tramp is in theaters. You take your family of four to see that movie. I would venture to guess you're going to spend $84 on that night out, with the popcorn and pop and everything and the movie ticket. So think about that value. It's an incredible value, and that is just one film.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden, we're talking about, like you say, there's going to be 30 new original TV series coming from Disney through all their properties. I mean, people are thinking, oh my God, are they biting off more than they can chew by buying, Lucasfilm and Marvel and, National Geographic and then Fox. I mean, but now you can see what they're doing. Everything that you ever wanted from any of those companies is all right there in one place. And I think the one that's really going to suffer here is Netflix, because Netflix used to, and still do, depending on how some deals were structured, would run Disney films on their streaming service. Eventually, though, all of those are going to go away. So Disney Plus is going to be the only place that you can find them. So I think the one that stands to lose the most out of all this, particularly because their price is up there $13-14 a month right now, is Netflix. You got Apple TV that's $4.99, and Amazon, you got the wonderful, $120 a year, and you get the 2-day shipping and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get Prime Video on top of that. So, those are giants, and Netflix is giants, but I think that, Amazon and Apple, they can stand to take a beating, in the short term from Disney Plus. I don't know about Netflix though.
By the way, Bob Iger from ABC just called it. He was on line three.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "It's if you sign up for a year, it's $69. That's what I paid for it when I signed up last night. It was $69 for a year. So they give you a little bit of a discount if you sign up for 12 months. But I've got it on my phone, and I'm scrolling through all the Star Wars movies, and I'm scrolling through all the Marvel movies. And the Pixar stuff.
That sounds
stuff,
like a sick day to me, man.
I could
sit and watch all those.
Well, you don't have to go and dig out those VHSs or Blu-rays anymore.
Right?
That's what's really crazy about this. My wife wants to get rid of my large DVD and Blu-ray collection. What do we need this stuff for? It's all right there now, online. So, yeah. And here's the other thing, Paul. You say you took advantage of that deal where you're going to save about $14 a year.
Yeah.
If they also have another bundle now where you can get Disney, and Disney owns Hulu, plus ESPN Plus for, I believe, $13 or $14 a month.
Wow.
Those three, a bundle package. So, you know,
I'm seeing a new business model. Someone is going to become a streaming consultant.
Bundling.
They're going to say, what are your needs? Yeah. This is what you need to subscribe to. Here's how you save the most money, because it's very confusing.
Well, history is repeating itself, though. And what does this mean? Obviously, this is not great news for the Comcast of the world. I have DirecTV. I've liked DirecTV, but I find myself watching less and less of it, except for football, except for sports. But most of what we gravitate now to is on streaming, and I don't think we're alone.
Well, you know, it basically takes advantage of the one thing cable never, ever, ever did, and that was make your availabilities a la carte. Mm-hmm. Let people pick and choose what they want, and they did it, and now they're going to pay dearly. People have been cutting their cords like crazy prior to this launch. Imagine what it's going to be like now.
I'm going to call the cable company and see if they'll lower my bill.
Well, that's one way of going about it. Certainly, Jordana. I mean, they want to keep your business desperately. And I know the last time I was on I Have Dish Network, they offered me a deal to keep me. I didn't even have to negotiate with them.
Wow.
So they're definitely feeling the pain right now. There's no question.
Tim, it seems to me I've seen some research that most Americans will pay for 3 to 4 streaming services tops. And if that is in fact the case, I could make an argument that this needs to be one of the 3 that you consider.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing, too. I mean, is it going to end up costing you as much as cable is costing you now? Probably. But you're not going to have the junk programming. You're going to have what you want. And again, that's the big deal. That's your a la carte via, you know, online. But yeah, Disney Plus is an absolute essential. Again, you know, if you think Disney, I mean, again, it goes far beyond the Disney stuff, the animated stuff. Again, when you have Star Wars and Fox and National Geographic, there's a wonderful program that I looked at, The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, we were wondering, how is that?
It is wonderful because he's so interesting and he's so entertaining, and he takes you through the whole craze in, you know, talking about the sneaker wars, essentially, and how valuable sneakers have become over the years. So it's a half hour dedicated to that, the first episode. And whoever thought that would be interesting, but man, he makes it interesting and fun and funny. So yeah, so there are just so many things that this streaming service has going for it. And who knows? Look, I mean, obviously they're willing to show that they're going to take gambles and they're going to acquire big properties like Fox. Is this the end? Are they going to try to acquire more? Let's stay in on the ground floor with Disney Plus and see what else they can grab.
Tim, there were some technical problems this morning. Even Dan Cook, who has been chomping at the bit to download the app to get going. I mean, he's, you know, Star Wars guy.
Yeah.
He said he's been tried and tried. And finally this morning, he figured it out. But there were some problems about, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.? It said you could not get in. There were technical difficulties. Do you know what happened?
You know, I think that they just underestimated the amount of people that were going to sign up for the service and it bogged the system down. That's, you know, don't quote me on that, even though I just said it. I was able to get it pretty much right away after a couple hiccups.
Okay.
You know, I mean, people want to jump on them and say, it's, you know, look what happened. It crashed and all that stuff. But look, you know what? A couple hiccups and I think it's fixed. I haven't had any problem. Certainly didn't have any problem this morning streaming The Mandalorian. So, and that was their most, you know, that's the whole thing. You know, Dan wants to watch what everybody else wants to watch, is that new Star Wars TV show.
Exactly.
So I would imagine the demand for that probably bogged things down. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I clicked over to Avengers Endgame and I was able to watch that without a problem. So just certain aspects, it's just heavy demand on the system, I would imagine. But, you know, I tell you what, they recovered quickly.
It has some features I really like. And none of us like to get nickeled and dimed. And the fact that, I'm looking at Disney, I got a little email after I gave them my credit card information.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, stranger.
Mm-hmm.
No, it says unlimited downloads. Take any of your favorites with you on up to 10 devices. So that's cool.
That's a lot. Yeah, because obviously Netflix now, and Dave actually asked me this question a couple weeks ago about Netflix's concern about how many people are feeding off of this one subscription. Mm. 10 is a lot. I mean, generally, I think Netflix might have to 4 or 5. So, yeah, now you're all of a sudden doubling the amount of people that can see the shows on that subscription. But here's the other thing. It's all commercial free. That's something that you actually have to pay for extra on Hulu. You can get that $5.99 package on Hulu, but you got to sit through 3 commercials during commercial breaks in the show. So I think that was obviously pretty smart too. And, you know, people are probably wondering at what point is Netflix going to, you know, want to try to sneak in commercials, you know, because they're spending a lot of money on theatrical releases. The Irishman, which is coming up, you know, it's actually playing limited release in some theaters. They paid $160 million to make that thing. Plus they got to market it, which is a lot more. I mean, how many of those sorts of films and programs can they produce without it affecting the bottom line and charging people or finding a way to recoup some of that money?
It's amazing. You can also stream on 4 devices at once, ad-free.
So I can be on your account, so thanks.
You could be, and you know you're not getting my login or my password. But Tim, thank you for helping us navigate this labyrinth of digital content out there, and we're excited about Disney Plus, and we'll keep checking in. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to tell you quickly, this isn't the end by any means. NBC Universal's got something coming in the spring. You got HBO Max, and AT&T is going to be coming up with a streaming service as well. So believe me, the streaming wars have just begun, Paul and Jordana.
Holy cow. Hang on. All right.
Tim Lammers, we appreciate you. And
thanks,
we'll talk
Tim.
To you on Friday when we
Absolutely.
Talk about movies.
All right. Have a great day, both of you. And we'll talk Friday.
You thanks, too. Tim. Thank you, Mr. Lammers. It is 3:48, Jordana. Wicks and Jewelers time. Find the Midwest's most distinguished collection of luxury watches for both men and women at Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington.
Paul and Jordana.
Kanye West is suggesting that he may legally change his name to Christian genius billionaire Kanye West, but I'm going to keep calling him Mr. Kardashian. That's right. Sesame Street celebrated its 50th anniversary over the weekend, and even at 50, Oscar's still got a pretty sweet can. Authorities in Wisconsin arrested a man over the weekend for allegedly driving under the influence and having a chicken on his shoulder. Said the man, "You told me you were a parrot." No wonder you have repeated me. And finally, divers in Europe have announced the discovery of a new shipwreck from 1917 that contained 900 bottles of liquor. Also a shipwreck filled with liquor, your Aunt Carol on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. He speaks
the
truth.
I do love Seth. He's hilarious. See, the late night shows aren't always too political. Sometimes it's just good, clean humor.
Yeah.
Good chicken jokes.
Absolutely.
Chicken Wisconsin jokes. That's always good fun.
Love those Wisconsin jokes.
I know. Last night, though, I have to be honest, I was in a coma and didn't get to watch the late night show. So I'm glad David at least entertained us with a couple of clips.
I had to listen through a lot of bad Trump jokes just to find those.
Just
so you know.
Thank you for that, David.
Appreciate that.
So, coming up, have you ever plugged symptoms of a would-be malady into Google, Dr.
Yes,
Google?
Of
have
course.
You turned
That's
to Google?
Very dangerous.
Bad idea.
It's terrible.
Very, very. And I've done it.
You think you have Ebola.
Right.
You know, or leprosy.
Hypochondriacs, I mean, just go nuts, right?
Right, that you're going to, your arm's going to fall off.
Yeah. There's a baby's hand growing out of my forehead. It's, you know, what is that?
Good times.
I hate it when that happens.
Good times.
So, coming up that, and is Apple, with their Apple Card, discriminating against women? A crazy story that started with a tweet. That's coming up next on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Pain is on the way out now. Paul and Jordana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.